Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you could make it back to back to back to back winning days in the podcast. And my oh my, is it nice to say that. So let's recap the winning card for Sunday. On the Big Ten, it wasn't the best for me. I lose on Rutgers plus the 1.5 against Ohio State. The Buckeyes are playing some good basketball. I bet into them, and I shouldn't have done that. I bet on Michigan State minus the 3.5. I questioned their computer numbers, but I still made the bet. Indiana rallies. They get the win. I lose the ticket on Sparty. I do cash a ticket in the Big Ten, though. I had Illinois minus the 1 on the road at Iowa. The Fighting Illini got out to a big early lead. They hung on for dear life. They cash and cover for me. I win not one, but 2 units on that one. Thank you for the votes, and thank you for the winner on Twitter. On Twitter now, you guys have delivered 4 consecutive winners for me, so thank you for the winners there. In the Missouri Valley Conference, I got the championship game right at least. I had the Drake Bulldogs plus the 1.5 against Indiana State. The Bulldogs jumped out to the big early lead. Then Indiana State put a run for the ages on them in the second half. But then DeVries and company battle back and get the win for the Bulldogs as they go back to the big dance. Then I had UNC Asheville minus the 3. I got blitzed in that game. Longwood was the better basketball team. I was clearly wrong on that handicap. Then how about this? It's now 14-5 for me. Yes, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less, and that angle went 3-0 on Sunday. It didn't look good early. We had Lehigh down 20 on the road at Boston U. They battle back. They take it to overtime, and an OT, they get the win and the cover. Then how about this one? East Tennessee State down double digits in the second half. They battle back. They take it to overtime against Chattanooga. And then at plus 7.5, they win outright over the Mocs in a shocking result. Then in the nightcap, I had Idaho State plus the 3.5, and they get the job done against Northern Colorado. So all 3 teams win outright yet again in that third situation. Yes. Oh, boy. That's been a fun run for us once again at 14-5 now. And the one play I mentioned that was at 6.5 that I did not put on the card because it wasn't 6. It was 6.5. That was New Orleans against Southeast Louisiana. And wouldn't you know, they won that game outright as well. So I love that angle. We got a couple more of those on the card here today. Quick blog update. I am once again playing every single conference tournament game. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on the blog. To find the blog, look in the show notes. There's a link for the blog, and you can see it when I post. First half unders had another winning day. They went 10-8-1. They're now 61-43-2 for the conference tournament season. That's 58.6%. And just a reminder, as a baseline here, last year, the first half unders went 175-126-4. That was 58.1%. So how about that? 58.1% last year, 58.6% so far this year after 106 games. I'll call that a little bit of a trend. It is highly stressful, but it's very enjoyable. How stressful? How about this? I lost 3 wagers by a half a point on Sunday. I won 4 wagers by a half a point on Sunday. I pushed one, and I lost one by 1 point. Most books have once again been posting the majority of the first half numbers between 7 and 8 a.m. Central. So those of you interested in making these plays, that's probably when you need to grab them. Numbers move. Juices move, of course. But, yeah, it's been a fun run so far, and I can't wait to see how it finishes as we go through the rest of the tournament season. My sides, oh, not a good day for me. I go 8-11 on the blog on Sunday. Hopefully, I can bounce back here on Monday. So we have 106 conference tournament games in the history books. We have 14 more games in the docket today. Yes, I was able to count correctly today. Yesterday, I was off by two somehow. That's late at night. That's what happens, I guess. So conferences in action today will be the CAA, the Southland, the Horizon, the Sun Belt, the SoCon, the Summit, the Big Sky, and the West Coast. We have 8 conferences in action, and we will crown a champion today in both the SoCon and the Sun Belt. But let's start with the angle that I love. It's 14-5 so far, so let's press our luck. We have a couple more plays, and we start at the Summit. It's St. Thomas, the Tommies, plus the 1.5 against South Dakota State. So I absolutely love the South Dakota State Jackrabbits tonight. I bet on this team all season long. They were the conference champions. They're number 2 in offensive efficiency. They're number 3 in defensive efficiency. They beat Towson on a neutral floor. They won at Wichita State. They've won 6 consecutive games. They have the extra day's rest, and they will have 90% of the fan base tonight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's only one problem with that handicap. They beat St. Thomas on the road by 1 this season, and they beat St. Thomas by 5 at home. And as you've heard by now, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So the system says, I need to bet St. Thomas. So give me the Tommies plus the 1.5 against South Dakota State. Next up on the card, we go to the CAA. It's Stony Brook plus the 5.5 against Hofstra. So Hofstra pounded Delaware yesterday by 15. Stony Brook, on the other hand, they won a game to remember, upsetting Drexel in double overtime, 91-88. This will be the 3rd game in 3 days for Stony Brook, so the legs might be a concern, especially after a double overtime affair. Hofstra won the first meeting by 6 on the road. They won the second meeting by 1 at home. I'm going to keep saying it. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me Stony Brook plus the 5.5 against Hofstra. Unfortunately, that's all for the angle tonight. You have a few other teams that have won back-to-back games against an opponent, but unfortunately, those lines are at 8, 9, 10, so they didn't make my card, at least for the angle. But now let's get to the rest of the handicap, and these will be out there for the Twitter vote. We go back to the Summit League. It's Denver plus the 1.5 against Omaha. So you have the 6 and 7 seeds meeting in the semifinals. Both teams used up a little bit of luck in the quarterfinals. Last night, Omaha trailed North Dakota by 10 with 4 minutes to go, 9 with under 3 minutes to go, and then they scored in the closing seconds to win the basketball game. So a furious rally there by the Mavericks. Then on Saturday night, Denver rallied from 12 down to beat UMKC, shooting only 39.3% from the field. Unfortunately, these two teams split during the season, both teams winning on the road. The Pioneers won at Omaha by 15. The Mavericks won at Denver by 19, so 2 non-competitive games. Denver is a little bit better on offense. Omaha is a little bit better on defense. The leading scorer in the league was Tommy Bruner. He averaged 24.3 points per game this season. He plays for Denver. It's never a bad thing to have the best player on the floor. So give me the Pioneers of Denver plus the 1.5 against Omaha.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, we go to the Big Sky. It's Weber State minus the 6 against Montana State. So welcome to the Conference of Chaos. Number 10, Sacramento State, upset number 1, Eastern Washington. Number 8, Idaho State, upset number 2, Northern Colorado last night. And now, I'm going to back the favorite. These two played in the last game of the regular season. Montana State actually won that basketball game 76-64. Weber State won the first meeting of the season by 22. The Bobcats of Montana State finished 9-9 in the Big Sky with the second-ranked defense. Meanwhile, the Wildcats of Weber State finished 11-7. They have the number one defense, and they have the number four offense in the Big Sky. Weber State has a high upside. They beat number 22 St. Mary's and number 89 Yale in the non-conference. Add in the fact that Dylan Jones was named conference MVP. They also have the best player on the floor tonight. And that's enough for me to roll the dice and lay the points in the crazy Big Sky. Give me Weber State minus the 6 over Montana State. Next up on the card, we go to the CAA again. It's Charleston minus the 4 against Towson. So Pat Kelsey can flat out coach. Charleston crushed Monmouth on Sunday by 24. The Cougars of Charleston have won 10 consecutive games, 5 straight games by double digits, including a 16-point win at Towson. So Charleston will push the pace, number one pace in the CAA. They also have the number one offense in the CAA. They went 15-3 in the conference. But Towson is always a challenge. They upset Charleston by 4 in the first meeting of the season. This will be the third game in 3 days for the Tigers. They beat William & Mary by 11 on Saturday, UNC Wilmington by 10 on Sunday in an emotional battle. The Tigers have the number one defense in the CAA. I am a little concerned with the extra motivation since Charleston beat Towson in the semifinals a season ago. But when it comes to talent, Charleston has the first-team all-conference player, a second-team all-conference player, and a third-team all-conference selection. Meanwhile, Towson has just one single third-team all-conference selection. Charleston also had the coach of the year in Pat Kelsey. I'll lay the 4, hoping that 3 games in 3 days will catch up with the Tigers. Give me Charleston minus the 4 over Towson. Next up on the card, we'll go to the Horizon League. It's Milwaukee plus the 1 against Northern Kentucky. So I didn't like any of the other numbers on the board, so I'm going to force myself to bet this game, but unfortunately, I've been flopping like a fish. These two teams split during the season. Northern Kentucky won the first meeting by 18. Milwaukee won the second meeting by 1. Darren Horn has done a tremendous job at Northern Kentucky. They won the conference tournament last year as a number 4 seed. They outlasted Wright State 99-97 in overtime on the road in the quarterfinals. And the Norse have the number 2 defense in the Horizon League. Meanwhile, Milwaukee's on the rise. They've won 7 of 8 games. They're mid-pack on both ends of the floor. Numbers favor Northern Kentucky. They actually have the Defensive Player of the Year in the conference. But B.J. Freeman from Milwaukee has taken his game to the next level. He scored 38 points against Purdue Fort Wayne and now scored 30-32 in the first rounds of the conference tournament. I'm not going to bet against him tonight, so give me the Panthers of Milwaukee plus the 1 over Northern Kentucky. So that'll do it for college basketball. I do have the coin flips back on the board today. In the NBA, I selected the Phoenix Suns at the Cleveland Cavaliers. Total of 223.5. Heads it is, I'm on the over 223.5 between the Suns and the Cavaliers. Then in the NHL on the frozen pond, I selected the New Jersey Devils at the New York Rangers. Total of 6.5. Tails it is, I'm on the under 6.5 between the Devils and the Rangers. So let's recap my card for a Monday. In the Summit, I'm on St. Thomas plus the 1.5 against South Dakota State. In the CAA, I'm on Stony Brook plus the 5.5 against Hofstra. In the Summit, I'm on Denver plus the 1.5 against Omaha. In the Big Sky, I'm going to lay 6 with Weber State against Montana State. In the CAA, I'm on Charleston minus the 4 against Towson. In the Horizon, I'm on Milwaukee plus the 1 against Northern Kentucky. NBA coin flip, Suns and the Cavaliers over the 223.5. NHL, I'm on the Devils and the Rangers under the 6.5. So that's my card for a Monday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.